It was Christmas Day, 1776, the first Christmas for the young United States of America. If not for the bravery of General Washington and his men, it might have been the only Christmas the new nation celebrated. That Christmas story is this edition of The American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. The magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. When Washington crossed the Delaware River in the wee hours of Christmas morning, 1776, he was moving his men into position for an early turning point in the war. When the battle at Trenton was over, Washington's army had captured 900 Hessians. It was too dangerous to stay in the city, so the decision was made to march those prisoners back north to the crossing point.
These Hessians are scared. They're so scared that the Americans are going to eat them or something. The ice has built up on the Durham boats. Both Hessians and Americans are bouncing on top of the boats to break the ice up in order to cross the river.
Walter Brose is a historian at Washington Crossing Historical Park.
There is a diary of Lieutenant Andreas Weiderholt, and he will say that what they did, they put the Hessian officers, it's either 25 or 26 of them, up in the loft of the McConkie Tavern, and it was standing room only, and he was very upset nobody fed him that night.
The Christmas Day battle was critical to the new nation that was fighting to gain independence.
This is an early turning point, the very first turning point in the American Revolution. We had not won a battle against a European power. Washington will go back again, and they'll fight the Second Battle of Trenton, and then they'll go on to Princeton and win that. In these 10 crucial days, there was a turning point.
A reenactment is held here every year on Christmas Day at the Crossing Point to commemorate the important battle in the Revolution. Traveling the countryside in Washington Crossing, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.